Patrick Gossage continued. After the last show, he was just starting to talk about the party. And I know a lot about the party. And I know that the party is virtually non-existent. But the interesting thing is, you agree with me now.
Well, of course I do. I mean, I've done some research, and the poor party's fallen apart. So that, I mean, the only thing that still exists is their incredible database, you know.
They've yes.
got, and they probably have a better database than the conservatives, though I hear the conservatives have caught up with them. I mean, you know, you have to know that canvassing for a big party now is taking an iPad and checking out who the voters are on a list on the street. It's all totally automated, and Tim Pitfield was responsible
yes,
for that.
Yes, he was.
And it's still,
and he did a good job.
So I mean, this is, I'm sure, what the PMO is telling Trudeau. Don't forget, Mr. Trudeau, we still have the best data system to identify voters. And, you know,
if there's no voters to be identified, you're
and
screwed.
I mean, I don't think they can say we can win it. I mean, they can't say that. I mean,
but you know what? Let me put this to you. He doesn't have to leave office for at least a year and a half. It could be almost two if he really wanted to stretch it. And anything can happen in 2 years. It's a long time for the Tories to keep a lead for 2 years. The economy could turn around. He could make better government after 8 years. I would hope he'd learned something about being a prime minister, a government with responsibilities and good decisions, and he could turn it around. What do you think
about
that?
Well, I think it's possible, but it's like saying, Stephen, for God's sakes, you've got to change your character. And the fact is,
well, I've done that before.
No, but listen, people do not like Trudeau. That is the big problem. He's lost his charm. He's lost his ability to attract people. He's a boring speaker. I mean, I shouldn't be saying this. Good God, I'm saying it on television. But I mean, he's lost his charisma, if he ever had any. And I think to try and for him to go to his people and say, "What do I have to do?" He won't do that anyway.
No, he wouldn't.
And
his ego's too big.
How do I re-energize my image with the public? Almost impossible. Politicians are who they are, you know. And he's got this scripted, you know, kind of lecturing sort of acting, you know, performance personality that does not click. And it contrasts so much with Paul Avier's that I don't think he can change it. That's just my personal view.
But it did click in 2015. It clicked for two elections after that, even though he got...
No, it not really. It didn't click.
The Tories did get more vote. I mean,
plus, by the way, he's going to be harassed everywhere he goes. I mean, like this thing that you were talking about with my colleague just recently... in Toronto, that's just the tip of the iceberg. As soon as he starts campaigning, he's going to be harassed unbelievably. And that is really hard to fight your way through.
I'll still come back to the conclusion. If you're not going to win, and the party's already in tatters, it's going to take a generation to get it back, if you can do that, you might as well stay in power. Enjoy the planes and all the fun for the next 2 years. Patrick Gossage, always a pleasure. 3 minutes. This show provides independent analysis of the issues. We are not paid by the government. And as I am finding, so much business in Canada relies upon various governments that they don't want to sponsor or advertise on a show which may become controversial, which talks about liberty, freedoms, sometimes criticizes government. I've had guests on that support the government. But people are saying, you know what? We don't want to bite the hand that feeds us, i.e. government, which is why I hope you'll subscribe and contribute to keep this show on the air.